Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, may his best with us. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Your ears are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and heaven the works of your hand. They will perish, but you will endure.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we have glory forever. Amen. Now as he sat on the Mount Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up again and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulations, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh shall be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is a Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophet will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, Look, he is in the desert, and do not go out, or look, he is in the inner room, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, also will coming of the Son of Man be. For whatever the carcass is, there the eagle will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, a star will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the signs of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. when its branches has already become tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not be passed away.
Glory be.